In the same year, 1912, that Stokowski first lifted a baton in Philadelphia, a couple of well-regarded contemporary artists challenged the Paris establishment's definition of art when they began gluing pieces of paper and cloth to their paintings. Decades later, collage continued as a form of fine art that defied easy categorization. In the early 1980s, American artists formed the National Collage Society to provide support for collage artists and to foster public understanding and appreciation for the medium. So, what is collage in the 21st century? As the National Collage Society presents its 28th annual juried exhibition in the Philadelphia suburbs this summer, WRTI's Susan Lewis discovers that there are still some rules, but the medium invites experimentation and reflection.
In its colloquial sense, collage can mean any assemblage of images, a poster of magazine cutouts made by a child, a patchwork quilt, or a digital montage. But the word collage comes from the French, à coller, which means to glue or paste. And in fine collage circles, a computer-generated collage doesn't count.
For the Collage Society, you have to use real glue.
Trina Gardner, a trustee of the National Collage Society, is also an artist who has been drawn to the medium.
I started doing collage way back in the early 90s when I was unhappy with my oil paintings.
My name is Will Ersprung, and I've been into collage since art school in the 70s.
Ersprung is the Collage Society's development director and also an artist with a work in this year's show.
I was a painter as well, but I found that I had more freedom with collage, more options.
Early 20th century artists Pablo Picasso and Georges Braque were clearly exploring options when they began gluing paper, cloth, and other materials to their paintings. Art history books point to Picasso's 1912 Still Life with Caning, in which he used a piece of oilcloth to represent the caning of a chair.
They used castaway findings, detritus, refuse, things that people would throw away that was easily accessible and materialized into an art form. Before that, that kind of material was never conceived of as art.
The idea of incorporating common materials into a painting was controversial, says Trina Gardner, and embraced by the social art movements of the time.
Many of the artists of the day in France, and later in Italy and Germany, took up collage, but they took it up in their own way.
Artists like Marcel Duchamp, associated with the movement called Dada, as an expression of the futility and nonsensical nature of the modern world.
They used it as message. They cut out words and letters and used it to protest during the First World War until really 1923.
Collage was art that had two meanings, at least. A painting could create an image, realistic or abstract, and include as part of that image bits of materials that clearly came from another context entirely, from newspaper and magazine clippings to clothing and personal effects, to hardware and other material objects. Collage artists today approach their work in individual ways. Will Ersprung, who worked for 2 decades as an art therapist at Greaterford, found collage an ideal medium for inmates to express their personal stories.
Well, in art therapy, making a collage is oftentimes autobiographical. We use collage to have easy access to imagery that would tell a story of that person. That could be magazine papers, found objects again, popsicle sticks, pieces of wood, whatever.
Ersprung's own work often evolves from whatever materials he comes across.
For me, the texture is a big thing, and then the intuitive aspect of the work just occurring. I've worked a lot with found papers and paint. The good thing about being a collage artist is that it's cost-effective. Found objects are free.
So do you, in your daily life, go around sticking stuff in your pocket?
Unfortunately, yes. Well, when I usually take a hike into town, I'm looking at the ground, and whatever is interesting, I pick up.
I work differently because I start with a theme, and then I kind of jiggle the pieces around and go look for the things that will fit and will be meaningful to that theme.
Trina Gardner found collage to be an apt medium to express her artistic impulses after visiting the site of the 9/11 attacks on New York City.
There was a fence around the buildings, and in the fence, people had come along and put all kinds of little memorials. There were candles on the ground. There were notes attached to the fence. There were flower bouquets. They stuck through the chicken wire. So I took a lot of photographs, and then when I came home, I just did a number of pieces, one with the fence, and used collage elements like doilies for around the flowers. To me, it was, instead of using paint, it was a representation of the real paper around the flowers that were there. The real petals, I did, you know, glued in flower petals, and then I painted some of them. So it meant a lot to me to do the collage rather than just paint.
Collage can create design, play with perspective, and reference social or political statements from contemporary culture. It can look much like a two-dimensional painting, a three-dimensional sculpture, or something in between. It can hang on the wall or stand on the floor. This versatility was historically a drawback, at least if the artist wanted to enter competitions, and not just in early 20th century Paris. The National Collage Society was created in America in the early 1980s.
It formed because the president and founder, Gretchen Bierbaum, had a conversation with the president of the American Watercolor Society. And she was complaining to him that they would not accept collage into their show. Many collage artists are watercolor painters first. And so the president of the American Watercolor Society said, well, why don't you start an organization for collage? And that's what she did.
Gardner says this year's annual juried show of the National Collage Society is a tribute to 100 years of collage as fine art and illustrates a range of works in the medium.
People will see some elements from the past famous collage artists, like Joseph Cornell, who did a lot of things in boxes. And you will see that, but maybe a little bit new twist on it. And you will see the flat, two-dimensional pieces that incorporate painting mostly, and that comes from Picasso and Braque. And later on, you'll see some pieces that use parts of letters. That also comes from the early collages.
But collage, by its nature, keeps up with the times. Works may juxtapose traditional imagery with contemporary found items that the artists and audiences of 100 years ago never imagined.
It's contemporary in the fact that many of the collage artists use found objects that are produced today, pieces of plastic. The one piece that uses the circuit boards from a computer and rearranges all of them into this picture that looks almost like a clock tower or some kind of a monument. So that's what's fun about collage, to see what the artist takes these common things and what they do with it.
Common things creating uncommon beauty.
WRTI's Susan Lewis. The 28th annual juried show of the National Collage Society is at the Berman Museum of Art at Ursinus College in Collegeville, PA, until August 12th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.